Police foil terrorist plot to put snakes on a plane. 25th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. London, UK. British police have arrested 19 men accused of plotting to put snakes on a dozen transatlantic flights this morning. 8 suspects are still on the run, and security measures in British and American airports have been tightened. Quote, "These suspects have been under observation for some time now," unquote, said the head of London Metropolitan Police, Sir Ian Sinclair. Quote, "It was when we intercepted the message, 'Put the fucking snakes on the planes,' that we suspected that there was a high probability of an attack," unquote. The men arrested are also accused of having links to terrorist networks Al-Qaeda and PETA. Deputy head of Homeland Security, Samuel L. Jackson, said, quote, "Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking terrorists trying to put motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane," unquote. He then promised to, quote, "open up a can of whoop ass on these reptile breeding fanatics," unquote. In response to these allegations, the Department of Homeland Security has raised the threat level from hysterical to panicked. Security experts are also casting doubt on the plot. Bruce Schneider told UNnews that the idea of trying to assemble snakes on the plane was probably beyond the expertise of the accused. Quote, "Duct tape won't really work," unquote, he said. Quote, "The snake would just keep bleeding underneath it. What you really need is microsurgery, but I just don't see how you can bring an airplane toilet up to a hospital-grade hygiene," unquote. Heathrow and Gatwick airports have considerably tightened security, with all passengers are now no longer able to carry on hair gel, iPods, or clothing. Civil libertarians have been quick to criticize the tough new measures. Quote, "Forcing all passengers to undergo full body cavity searches is ridiculous," unquote, said QC Jeffrey Robinson. Quote, "It's not like you can hide an anaconda in your anus. The bloody thing would bite your ass off," unquote. Despite this, security at Heathrow suffered an embarrassing gaffe this morning. 12-year-old runaway boy from Brighton managed to smuggle an entire Starbucks cafe onto a British Airways flight to New York. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.